Good morning, everybody. It's Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. First off this morning, congratulations to the Elizabethtown Panthers, who finished runner-up yesterday at the Esports State Championships in Lexington. Congratulations and well done. In boys basketball last night, Fort Knox was defeated by Hart County, losing 89-61. Tonight on the schedule, Meade County will be at home versus Breckenridge County. LaRue County will be at Caverna. Central Hardin will host North Hardin. Elizabethtown will travel to Christian Academy of Louisville. And Grayson County will be at home versus Trinity of Whitesville. In girls high school basketball last night, the Central Hardin Bruins picked up a victory at home, defeating Presentation 58-41. Tonight on the schedule, Elizabethtown will take on DuPont Manual at Valley. LaRue County will be at Caverna. North Hardin will host John Hardin. Meade County will host Breckenridge County, and Grayson County will host Trinity of Whitesville. Switching now to college basketball, for the men's last night, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers were defeated by FAU, losing that game 69-65. On the schedule this weekend, tomorrow, the number 13th ranked Kentucky Wildcats will be on the road, headed to the Plains, where they take on the Auburn Tigers. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. on Saturday and can be seen on ESPN. Also on Saturday, the 6th-ranked Louisville Cardinals will also be on the road, heading to NC State. Tip-off in that game is scheduled for 2 p.m. tomorrow and can be seen on ESPN. In women's college basketball last night, the number 13th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats defeated Missouri, winning 62-47. And the number 5 Louisville Cardinals also picked up a win last night on the road, defeating Notre Dame 86-54. On the schedule this weekend, Kentucky will be at home versus Florida on Sunday. That game is scheduled for a 1 p.m. tip. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Friday morning.
For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.